We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome to the Beaver Sports Podcast. Here are your hosts, Mike Parker and John Warren.
Welcome into this week's edition of the Beaver Sports Podcast. Happy to be joined by Avery Roberts, the conference's leading tackler, and by far brought to you in part by U.S. Bank. We know when you invest in a community, the community invests in you, and we're committed to providing high-quality, innovative products and services that meet the needs and demands of all our customers. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Avery, what I mentioned at the beginning is true. I'm sure you're proud of it, but I sense from you far more important than individual accomplishments and accolades, the fact that you guys are coming off a win with a chance to win again. Tell me how much more important that is than just any sort of high ranking you have nationally in tackles. It's winning that you're all about.
Yeah, I mean, team always comes first. The individual stuff follows, you know, the more team success you have. So, you know, that's the most important part about it all. I'm really excited. You know, we got our sixth win, obviously. That means we can get to a bowl game. So, you know, that means a lot to a lot of people around here. So we just want to keep it going.
Avery, you said you know that means a lot to people around here. Have you been here long enough to know that we don't in Beaver Nation take these kinds of things for granted? Did you sense in getting that win over Stanford, the fans rushing the field again, that it was a special moment?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's been a long time. I think, 2013, mm-hmm. I think. So it's been a while. I think just people are excited to get over that hill and, you know, the future is good for the program.
Avery, I know that in a sense, even with the bowl eligibility and two big games left and another one after that, there's a lot of big things to play for. Did you carry any sense of, was there some pressure building at all when you got to the fifth win to go on the road for those two games to not quite get over the hump? Was that difficult to deal with?
No, I don't think it's pressure at all. I just think, you know, we didn't come out the way we needed to play. And then Colorado also, you know, we just didn't play well enough to win those games. But I think guys just, you know, kept their head down, kept working, and we got it done this week.
Now, you sure did. And Coach Jonathan Smith made a difficult decision, a tough decision. A highly respected coach and person in Tim Tivisar, Jonathan chose to make a change and elevate Trent Bray into the defensive coordinator spot. Avery, for you as a player, when things like that are happening around you, what's your kind of your temperament, your approach when a change like that out of your control takes place?
You know, as a player, you just show up. That's all you can do. You know, it's above you at that point. So you just show up and keep doing what you do. And that's all you can do.
I'm wondering, though, Avery, if you could, without reflecting at all poorly on Tim, I liked him a lot and thought he was an outstanding coach in so many ways. But did it energize you guys a bit? Did you kind of sense some people rallying together around Trent and about just the assignment you wanted to go out and carry out?
Yeah, I think it definitely did. We love Coach Tibbs and the things he did before. But, you know, Coach Bray brought a different energy, I think, to the defense as a whole. And I think it just showed in a lot of guys' play.
And Avery, you go back with Trent, don't you? Tell us a little bit, if you don't mind, just sort of your relationship with him as you were being recruited and just your sense of what a good coach and person he's been. Is he part of the reason you ended up out here?
Yeah, he recruited me at high school, you know, to Nebraska. When I decided to transfer, he was here. So I decided to come here, you know, play for him again. And, you know, it's been one of the things that worked out for me. Just being able to be coached by a guy who is a perfectionist, really, and pushes you every day.
Yeah, I was going to ask you what the qualities that he brings to you as your position coach at the inside linebackers to begin with. But I guess what qualities he brings as a coach, you saw that even working with him at Nebraska?
Yeah, at Nebraska, I enjoyed, playing under him. So it was one of the things that, you know, when I decided to leave, that I was interested in doing again.
Avery, when you were being recruited, and you were being recruited high, I mean, you had a lot of offers, including, from what I understand, from one down the road, a team you beat last year and want to do so again when that comes up here in a couple of weeks. But what, I guess what kind of led you to cast your lot with Nebraska when you had opportunities coming from all over?
At the time, it was just a good opportunity for me to come in as a young guy and, you know, gain some experience as playing. So that's really what ended up leading me to being there.
And was it a good experience? Even if you end up transferring out, not all transfer stories have a little bit of different flavor and feel and reason behind them. Was it a good place for you to begin and kind of learn some things that you brought with you here?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like I learned some things from both staffs that, helped my game. I enjoyed there. I enjoyed my time there and made a lot of great relationships with people. So it's one of the things that, you know, I always, you know, appreciate the place. But it's time for you to go. It's time for you to go.
Avery, the last time, and you referred to it, you know your recent Beaver history, the last time the Beavers went to a bowl game, Mike Riley was the head coach in 2013. Jonathan Smith was recruited by Mike, played for Mike. You're playing for Jonathan now. Do you see any similarities at all in their temperament or approach? Anything that occurs to you that kind of remind you of both coaches? Or is Jonathan completely his own different person?
I say his own person, but I think they're both laid-back coaches. You know, I don't think I've ever heard either of them truly yell and get angry. But you know, they level-headed and they just are good guys.
That's a good way to put it. What about the yelling and the getting of angry? I mean, it takes all kinds of personalities on a staff. How do you individually, have you ever played for a coach that was, and maybe Trent himself is a little bit more loud and challenging that way, how do you kind of deal with the different approaches in terms of style when it comes to yelling and challenging you?
It's one of the things where, like, every coach coaches differently. You might have a coach who might not yell. You might have a coach who yells all the time. It's just, you know, it's their way of, you know, motivating you or getting through to guys. And, you know, it's up to you how you respond.
Yeah, and it's also, it seems to me, Avery, that guys can see through phonies, right? You can see through people that are trying to put on, well, I'm going to get tough now. I mean, don't coaches have to be true to their own personalities? If they're not, you see through it, I would think.
Yeah.
And have you ever experienced that, where somebody was kind of in your face and, I don't need this. I don't need this right now.
Nah, luckily I've been around some good coaches, so I haven't had to deal with that.
Okay, cool. I'm glad to hear it. Well, beyond the personality and what Trent Bray kind of brings to the table, it also looked like, Abram, I don't certainly expect to you to give away schematic plans for Arizona State, but there were little tweaks, were there not, for Stanford? Did you do some things a little bit differently against the Cardinal than you had been?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing about the coaching change, Coach Berg being in D.C., he gets to throw a little wrinkles in there. He mixed things up a little bit, but, it's mostly the same stuff he did.
There was a lot of good plays in the game, Avery, but I thought the most important play occurred on the third snap against Stanford, 3rd and 7. And the third down defense, it's well documented. There have been some issues there. And yet here you came and you got home and you hit Ari as he threw and it was incomplete. It was a 3 and out. For you guys in that defense, how big of a moment was that?
That was big. I think that was a moment where, we realized, all right, this stuff works. It's one of the things that got guys super excited to keep playing and getting off the field.
Yeah, and the offense certainly did its part, and it was a tremendous team win to get to bowl eligibility. But there's more, and there's another opportunity now against Arizona State. And again, without giving away game plan stuff, last year, you were part. I mean, they rushed. They rushed the ball for 375 yards. I'm sure that you can remember that, know that. They're good. What are the biggest challenges facing Arizona State Saturday at Reser?
You got to stop the run. They're good up front, got really good backs. So you got to stop the run, force them to pass the ball, and they made some mistakes when they did that. So that's the goal. We got to stop the run. That's the number one thing that we have to do.
Stop the run and take the ball away. And you guys did that 3 times, Avery. I mean, how big is that? I mean, the ability to ball hawk for Keontae to create a fumble and recover it and all of that. I mean, for you guys to get back to that kind of mode, how important is that this Saturday night?
It's big. Our offense has been pretty good all year. So, it's one of the things we want them to have the ball as much as possible. So turnovers for us really count.
How dangerous is Jaden Daniels? What do you have to account for with him?
He's a great, he can throw the ball. He can pretty much do it all. Great athlete in space, so we got to contain him, keep him in the pocket, and force him to throw.
Avery Roberts, our guest on this week's edition of the Beaver Sports Podcast. Avery, the opportunity to get to a 7th win against Arizona State, did you kind of sense in coming out here that the situation that Jonathan took over and you've been part of some growing pains here? Did you kind of see something coming this year? Did you feel like there was a big step to be taken? What's keyed getting to 6 wins for you and in your opinion for this team this year?
I think we just got a lot of guys who played a lot of ball. When I first got here years ago, all the guys who are, older now were young guys. So, it's cool to see that, the growth in their games and everyone taking a step forward. And, we're, I would say, an older team. So, it's one of the things where guys have the experience and they've learned over the years and are good players now.
Avery, you do lead the Pac-12 in tackles again, and you have a huge lead in that category. You're going to end up leading the league in tackles again. Now, this does get to the individual part of it. How much pride do you take in that and just doing your job and being that kind of guy that game after game after game, you're in double-digit tackles and so on? I mean, I hope you should take some great pride in that.
I do. I feel like, especially inside backer, you want to be at the ball more than anyone. You should, it's one of the things where you should be at the ball 90% of the time. And, that's something I take a lot of pride in. And when you do that, you'll get a lot of tackles. You'll make a lot of plays. So that's just something I take a lot of pride in.
How much is that keyed by anticipation, film study, having a sense of, okay, where a team might be going when you see certain formations and alignments? You're quick and you're fast and you're strong, but how much have you improved, I guess, as a player through the years just in breaking down film and studying it?
Well, yeah, I feel like that's, most of it, just understanding how they're going to attack you. And once you do that, you can beat them to it. You can, be there before a play develops and it makes the game a lot easier, honestly. Just through film study and tendencies that teams have, and it can lead to a lot of plays, man.
Avery, did you have that quality in high school and even growing up, being kind of, I don't know how much you did in Wilmington in terms of film study, Is that something that you've grown with, that Coach Bray and the others have helped you develop, or did you kind of bring that work ethic with you here?
No, I would say it's something I had to learn, you know, coming out of high school to college. You know, high school, you watch the little film that you watch, but, you know, college is completely different. You know, you got to spend time with the team and understand how they are going to do things and how they attack you, because that's most of the game is scheme and how, you know, stuff like that. So once you understand that part, the physical part is easy.
Avery, the final thing as we kind of wrap it up and look forward to watching you again Saturday night at Reser against Arizona State. To be so far from home, to grow up in Wilmington, Delaware, and make your way sort of a stop in the middle part of the country and then end up out here in the West, what has the whole experience and the journey been like to grow up in Delaware and be wrapping up your collegiate career a long way from home in Corvallis?
I mean, it's been good to me. It's nice to move around, you know, live in different places, be different places, meet different people. So for me, I've enjoyed it. You know, I could have, you know, been in Nebraska, you know, and experienced just the Midwest and the East Coast, but, you know, to live out Oregon and experience a different type of culture, it's been cool.
And being cool at the same time, how different? I mean, at some point, we're all human beings with the same kind of passions and motivations and drives and desires, no matter whether you're in Lincoln or Wilmington, Delaware, or Corvallis, Oregon. And yet, how distinctly different would you say have the stops been? Is there a word or two or something you would describe life in Corvallis as being distinct and something that maybe you've picked up and appreciated out here about life in this part of the world?
I would just say, as I moved west, you know, things got slower. East Coast, I think things just move really fast. And then, you know, you move west, it gets a little slower. And then Corvallis is just a nice laid back town.
Yeah. Did it take some adjusting to kind of that new tempo? I mean, or was it hard or easy to adjust to that?
It's easy. I'm a guy, I don't really do much anyway. So for me, it's been easy.
Okay, cool. Football, it's been a joy to watch you play. Avery, I'm not putting any pressure in any wise on you at all, but how excited are you about continuing to play this game as long as you can? Is that something you've had as a lifelong dream, and you envision yourself playing the game for a long time?
Yeah, I think, you know, you get into the game really young. You know, that's the hope and the dream that one day you can, you know, do this at the highest level and do it for a really long time. So, you know, it's something for me that, you know, I would love to keep doing, and I hope it works out for me.
Who did you grow up liking, rooting for in pro football?
I grew up a Chargers fan, honestly, because of LaDainian Tomlinson.
Wow. That's an interesting call for a kid from Delaware. You just liked watching the way he ran, huh?
Yep, I was a huge fan.
Now, were you on an offensive player at that time yourself, envisioning yourself as a running back, perhaps?
Nah, I did always... I always play linebacker, but, you know, it's one of the things where, you know, you just find you good players, you get attached to them.
No, I got
that
you.
That was one of the, right.
Hey, Avery, want to thank you for everything. Thanks for making yourself available to us. It's been a pleasure to watch your entire career at Oregon State and look forward to a big night Saturday night, senior night. And I know it's going to be emotional, right? I know that these opportunities to play at home, to go unbeaten at home, 6-0, you have that opportunity ahead of you. Do you sense a real excitement this week for that chance you guys have again Saturday night?
Yeah, we want to finish it. You know, finish the season undefeated at home would mean a lot. So, you know, that's something that we really want to get out.
Avery, thanks for the time on the podcast. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Good luck. Saturday night, Avery Roberts and the Beavs wrapping up the home schedule, trying to go to 6-0 on the year. We hope that you're going to need to stay up late Saturday night to rush the field again at the end. That's the hope. Dutch Bros can help you with that. A little bit of Jameau along the way from Dutch Bros. Dutch Bros and the Beavers have teamed up this year, showing their support of Beaver Dam. Dutch Bros donates every time the Beavers score to the University Food Pantry. So on behalf of all of us at Oregon State, our thanks to Dutch Bros for their support of the Beavers and the Oregon State University Food Pantry. 35 points against Stanford, probably going to take in that range, maybe in a few more to defeat Arizona State. The Beavers won 35-34 2 years ago. Last year lost 46-33. I don't think it's going to take into the 40s, but probably mid to upper 30s on a night that may end in that same temperature. So we'll see how it plays out late Saturday evening. And we encourage you, if you haven't, to download the OSU Beavers app. It's OSU Beavers Mobile, presented by your local Toyota dealers. It's free in the Apple App Store and the Google Play Store. OSU Beavers Mobile allows all of you to manage game day ticket needs, purchase an entry. You can use the app to transfer tickets to friends for access to game day parking. And by downloading, Beaver Nation can experience discounts and deals. That's with the OSU Beavers Mobile app. OSU Beavers Mobile, free from the Apple App Store and the Google Play Store. And again, our thanks all year long to your local Toyota dealers and Benny's Buddies. Toyota's created a fan club for your favorite pets, Benny's Buddies. We encourage you to sign your pet up for Benny's Buddies, presented by your local Toyota dealers at osubeavers.com/Benny's Buddies. Thanks for joining us for this edition of the Beaver Sports Podcast. John and I will be back together next week. See you Saturday night. The Beavers and Arizona State at Reser's Stadium on the Beaver Sports Network. And thanks for joining us for this edition of the Beaver Sports Podcast. So long, everybody.
This has been the Beaver Sports Podcast. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Beaver Sports Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.